Rutan was already famous in aviation circles as the designer of several popular planes for home builders. His Spaceship One won the $10 million X Prize as the first privately funded and built vehicle to get into space, 100 kilometers up to be exact, or more than 62 miles. Unlike designers in big companies, Rutan, with his own company and home-built designs, met with private pilots and the public at the EAA and other air shows.
I think that was one of the ingredients that was important for me to go out and make the decision that maybe I can build a spaceship. Because I think without that interface, I wouldn't have had that strong feeling that this is something that the masses really want to do, and for crying out loud, NASA's not going to do it for us. They really aren't. We hadn't had any progress in about 25 years. So I felt that my interface with Oshkosh, dating back to 1971, and being here every year since then, was real important, and me having the courage to say, listen, yeah, I can do this.
Unlike the rocket-launched space shuttle, Spaceship One is carried to more than 50,000 feet by a jet airplane before firing its rockets, then glides back to Earth as an airplane. Its appearance may look a little bizarre, but it's no more futuristic than many of Rutan's other designs, including the Voyager, the first plane to fly around the world nonstop without refueling. Spaceship One's next stop will be the Smithsonian Institution, where it will be displayed along with the Wright Brothers Flyer and other pioneering craft. The EAA Air Venture continues through Sunday at Whitman Field in Oshkosh. I'm John Powell, Wisconsin Public Radio.